This is Pray Tell, Dr. Hash, and I'm Dr. Martin D. Hash, Esquire, wisest man in the world, because the competition just ain't that tough. And these are things I wish someone had told me.
Today's topic, liberty and Christianity. The Abrahamic religions have endured for thousands of years because they simultaneously satisfy two imperatives. One, that individuals are personally linked to God, making them the primary actor in their own play. And two, that God is personally watching over them and, more importantly, judging their actions. This keeps every person the center of their own universe, while also keeping their negative proclivities at bay. Liberty is supported by these concepts. It cannot survive unless everyone respects the liberty of others by not exploiting transient advantages, nor impinging on the opportunities of others, inhibiting their liberty. This engenders trust in one another, leading to prosperity. Atheism takes away that something that you would consider bigger than yourself, removing any metaphysical restraint. You are no longer in control of your life. The elites are. And no one enforces morals on themselves because there is no penalty, and often there are rewards for violating the liberty of others. People don't trust one another because there is no overarching power holding them in check, only corruptible human hierarchy. Other religions don't have the values that support liberty, which is why it never rose anyplace else in the world in history, only when liberalism and Christianity met in America.
For more, see my website at martinhash.com.